I'll tell yous how it was with me, if to listen yous are willing. 'Twas in yon house behind yon hill where I had lately been distilling. I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolly. Good customers I did not lack, and I sold it all in Ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay me homeward way for fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day dining with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid good night to all was there and I started home from Ballyhooly. Me heart was like the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walked together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, with cheeks like roses blossom newly. She had a voice like music soft and low, she was the flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents gives consent, will you be me bride in Ballyhooly? I have a house behind John Hill, to find greyhounds and a ferret. Besides I have a little still, the drop it makes with you I'll share it. And I have got a feather bed, with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides I have a ring to wed, if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks they grew more red, during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head, and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, if you say you love me truly, and if me parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents glad if they were content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock he tied them up in Ballyhooly. The wedding that we had that day, the people come in uninvited. The piper played for every squad, Jane she sang and I recited. The potsheen flowed like a waterfall, and from the still has just come newly. And in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, none of them was mean or shabby, and me auntie Dot, she bought some cloth to make good dresses for the baby. Invitations then went round, the friends that we had just made newly. A lighter heart could not be found than mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we wed, still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy, yet though down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters all unruly. From me Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.